This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so what do you think? America's mother-in-law is going to kill it tomorrow night? Kill it? Huh? Come on, you know it.
I can't believe she's bringing out the puppets.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for this, haven't we?
I know, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be a good time. She does work blue, though. Just remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
I don't want anybody to be offended.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Sometimes people get offended, Greg. I just don't want to deal with
that.
No,
I get it.
Night,
I get it.
You know, but Dawn does not work blue when she's on stage at Parks. So, or do you, Dawn? Are you going blue now?
Going blue?
Dirty. I mean,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've been looking for a long blonde wig so I could walk out with do an Ann Coulter imitation.
Oh, that'd be good.
Like walk out with a glass of Chardonnay.
You just have to fall down, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
kinda
just
trip.
Kinda, like trip. Yeah, there you go. That'll work. I read this great story today. Jackie Gleason was one of my favorites. I think everybody who loved the Honeymooners knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? Jackie Gleason was the man. A lot of times in life, they always say, never take your success for granted. And I always believe that in life. You never take your success for granted. You always have to realize that you work hard to get where you are, but you could lose it all. And I don't mean to be that just to be negative. I mean, just always to stay grounded. I think it's very important. Jackie Gleason died in 1987, of course, The Honeymooners. I mean, you know, that was one of the, I think, the best sitcoms ever. Really laid the groundwork for so many shows that came after it. Before he made it big, Jackie Gleason bounced around for years. There's a new book about him, and the author wrote a little bit of a piece about this in the Wall Street Journal. Bob Green is the author's name. And the book that came out about Jackie Gleason is called When We Get to Surf City, A Journey Through America in Pursuit of Rock and Roll, Friendship, and Dreams. It's one of the books that he has written anyway. So he talked about how when Jackie Gleason made it big, before that, he was working at a lot of very seedy burlesque houses in Newark, New Jersey, as a matter of fact. Did what he had to do to make money. It was in the 1940s. He was a master of ceremonies in seedy burlesque houses, big parts in motion pictures that used his obesity for easy laughs. He was very despondent. And then television, the small screen came around. All over the U.S., families that had purchased their first TV sets were entranced by his comedy routines on the old Dumont Network. CBS, impressed by his popularity, hired him away at a salary that within a few years would boost his annual earnings to $3 million, which is the equivalent of more than $30 million today. He was on top of the world. Which leads us to his cautionary advice. Just after he signed the big CBS contract, Jackie Gleason was spending time with journalist Jim Bishop, who was hoping to write about the two new America phenomenon, television, Jackie Gleason. So one day in Gleason's New York apartment, Bishop saw Gleason put a battered, empty suitcase on his bed. Gleason was wealthy, super wealthy, closets full of expensive new clothes. But in the trunk, he loaded some suits, some freshly laundered shirts, ties, socks, and shoes. The journalist was puzzled, as was Dave Shelley, a longtime friend of Jackie Gleason's who was there with them. They said, what's all this? They said. What Gleason said was, he said, right now, I'm supposed to be playing burlesque in the Adams Theater in Newark. It made no sense, they thought, since he had once introduced strippers and comics at these places, but now he was in a much different place right now. It was a huge success. What he meant, though, was that had he not had all this good luck, that's where he would be. He'd be working the burlesque circuit, working the burlesque houses in Newark, New Jersey. And he never lost that fact, so what he wanted to relate to them was, he said, you know what I'm doing? He said, I'm packing up this trunk thinking that someday I may find myself back at the Adams. And if that happens, I know I won't have a dime or a suit of clothes, so I'm sending this stuff to the Adams right now. On the trunk, he attached a tag with five words, Jackie Gleason, hold for arrival. And then his buddy made a suggestion. He said, well, put a $5 or $10 bill in each suit. Then when you get to Newark someday, you put the clean suit on, you reach into your pocket, you get money to eat with until you get rolling again. Of course, Jackie Gleason never had to return to the burlesque house, yet he went through life comforted by the knowledge that the trunk was there waiting for him. Not a bad example for anyone aiming for the stars. If you make it great, enjoy it while it lasts. But as Jackie Gleason said as he watched the trunk being carried downstairs, quote, I'll always remember that I got someplace to go because you never know. I thought that was very, very good advice right there and always a point of saying, you know, success can be very fleeting. It usually often is in life, no doubt about that. One of the other good things, I think, positive stories anyway, is that Ted Nugent is pushing back on his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snub. He should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think everybody realizes that now. Did a recent interview with the Real Music Observer, talked about how literally disrespectful it is that he has not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame despite being eligible since 2000. He says, especially if you consider some of the acts that have made it in. He says, look, when I criticize the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's take me out of the equation. Let's say I don't qualify, which is ridiculous, but let's pretend I don't qualify. But ABBA before Styx, Patti Smith before Triumph, Grandfather Flash or Jay-Z? Think that, what's that?
Grandmaster Flash.
What'd I say?
Grandfather Flash.
Grandfather Flash. Thank you. That was just a slip, but thank
that
you for
so
making
funny.
Such a big point of pointing that out. I mean to think that they would qualify before the artists I just mentioned, myself included. It's just dishonest and it's literally disrespectful to the gods of music. Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and all the gods that created this incredible soundtrack. Then he made it clear that he doesn't care if he's inducted or not. While he continued to trash others whose inclusion he doesn't understand. He says, I don't take it personally because I don't need it. And quite honestly, the authenticity of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been so tainted by the inclusion of not just non-rockers, but anti-rockers. Madonna? Really? So I find it offensive on that level. So he's not just saying that he should be in there. He's trashing people that got in. Boom.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't... His body of work alone should, you know, his politics aside, his body of work alone should get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it's a political, like, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's a political thing. They don't like what he says. They don't like what he stands for. So they're not going to put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think is a shame.
You mean like when he said Trump was the greatest president in our lifetime, that doesn't help him get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for example?
It does not.
Or when he and Roseanne Barr sparred over politics 10 years ago, that doesn't help him?
Yeah, I just, you know, we talk about this with Pete Rose, you know, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, what's the guy's name from Boston?
Curt Schilling.
Curt Schilling, yeah. Like, it happens in sports all the time. If they don't like your politics or they don't like what you do, you know, you're banned from the Hall of Fame. And music is the same thing. Like, the whole Jan Wenner Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. It's just a giant political organization that they, you know, pick and choose who they think should go in. And Ted Nugent is not on the cool kids list. So,
yeah, no, you're right. And he also said, if you're voting for Joe Biden, you're just a rotten human being. He said, that's not going to help him.
No,
Ted, not going to help you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think it's a bigger badge of honor these days to not be included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than to be included. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that it's, you know, a lot of these bands who are not in it that should be, they should just, you know, stand by it and just be like, yeah, I'm not in the Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, make that their rallying cry.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. I tell you what, though, I think a lot of people, no doubt, can see the politics of something like this. How about the people he trashed, including Grandpa Flaky, whatever his name is?
I mean, look, it's you know, I'm not taking away from anything of what these artists did, but if it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it should be rock and roll. You know what I mean? Like, right?
Yeah. I would say.
Or just call it the Music Hall of Fame. You know, if that's where, you know, just, you know, take out the rock and roll and put it, you know, make it the Music Hall of Fame. And then, you know, then you can put in whoever you want to.
Yeah, you could, right? I mean, there you go.
Yep.
But if it's not music, if it's rock and roll, then it should be rock and roll.
Exactly.
That's what it should be.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what it should be right there. Yep. Boom.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, but Ted Nugent will never be at the cool kids table, so he'll, you know. He won't get inducted. But you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of scrupulous pasts that are inducted. You know, that are in the Hall of Fame. So like, you know, we probably shouldn't be throwing whatever.
No, you're right. Are we basing it based on their music, or are we basing it on the character?
Yeah.
Because again, it's like the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's the same thing.
Yes. Well, Chuck Berry, who's like the godfather of rock and roll. I mean, he basically invented rock and roll. You know, he was caught with cameras looking, you know, in bathrooms looking up. You know what I mean? Like he was not a great person. But does that take away from his musical accomplishments? No. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
They need to be consistent and say it's either we're judging the person on the music and they're the whole person or not. Ornery Hound says on Twitter, Granddaddy Flash is the name of my Run DMC tribute band. There you go. See that? There you go. No, I think that's just easy. You know what I mean? That just to do it that way. So just leave out. In fact, leave out the music and just make it about the person. You'll have nobody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nobody. I mean, we're talking about people in rock and roll, people in sports. Yes. Like, I mean, part of the genius of people that are very, very talented is they often have a lot of character flaws. Or they often are narcissistic. They often are, in some ways, sociopaths. I mean, you know, somebody who spends their entire life thinking they're going to become huge stars and then becomes a huge star, not every one of them thinks they're going to be winding up back in the burlesque house. They think they're going to be, you know, just, I mean, there's an ego there. And what happens a lot of times with people like that is they wind up doing things that are often things that we look down, we say those are wrong. It's wrong to act that way, but it doesn't change their talent, their greatness, their achievements, or their accomplishments, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly. And, you know, a lot of those rock bands from the 70s, Led Zeppelin, you know, not taking away from anything, and they should be in any sort of music hall of fame. But, like, you know, the stuff they did backstage with groupies, like, a lot of which, by the way, were underage, you know what I mean? Like, very underage. It's disgusting. But, you know, I don't know. They're still in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're so right. So right. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today in any of the stories that we're talking about today. Nugent, you think he'll ever get in there?
No.
No?
No, I don't. I don't think that he is.
Just because of the politics of it.
100%.
Yeah.
Just like Curt Schilling won't.
But should Madonna be in there?
Madonna should be in some sort of music hall of fame, yes.
Rock, she's Grandma Flash.
Rock and roll, no. Is Madonna rock and roll?
No.
No.
But hasn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of become the music hall of fame?
It has, but then changed the freaking name.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. That was my, Like, that. It's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore. It's just music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, fine. Just lean into that or go with that.
Lean in.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, what defines rock and roll?
Oh wow, boy, this is quite a question.
Well, I mean, Ted Nugent's point is a good one. I mean, some of these people he points out that are in there, and he's like, it's not rock and roll.
Agreed.
So what? How do we then define rock and roll? Is it like I just know it when I hear it?
like porn.
But I know when I see it. Well, no, that was the definition used in the Supreme Court case when it came to obscenity. I just know, you know it when you see it. Is rock and roll, you know it when you hear it?
I believe that it's like it, you know, it comes from rhythm and blues, and it should be some sort of variation of that. You know, there needs to be real instruments. It probably should be a band. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one person. You know, that's why the Jay-Z's and the Madonnas, for as talented as they are, they're not rock and roll.
He blasted Joan Jett's inclusion on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of 100 greatest guitarists.
Joan Jett took a shot at him. I think that's why he.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Yeah, she, you know.
And grandfather Fish. He said, he talked about Joan Jett. He said, I love Joan. Some of my greatest memories include lesbians. I love lesbians. It's a cocktail of wonderment. I love Joan Jett. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Great rock and roller. But as a top 100 guitar player, you don't list Ricky Medlock, Dave Amato from REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
I mean, he trashes everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. But then he says, but you don't put in Grand Funk Railroad.
He's 100% right. He's 100% right. It's you know, he, and by the way, he should be included. I mean, just that riff from Stranglehold alone, you know.
I think part of the reason he says stuff, he goes, by the way, if Grandmaster Flash is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Joan Jett is on the top list of 100 guitar players, then I'm Caitlyn Jenner's boy toy. See, Ted, that's not going to help you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Let's see. Frank's calling. He's on the turnpike. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. About the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When yeah. Rock and roll started, it was dance music. Sometime in the 70s and 80s, it became not cool to dance to rock and roll. So you got Led Zeppelin and bands that you didn't dance to. That's why Madonna's in there. That's why ABBA's in there. They're all rock and roll. It's just that people have gotten away from what it actually was. Part of the problem back when it started, the kids were... our great-grandparents, were dancing to rock and roll, and the parents and other people didn't like the way they were dancing to rock and roll.
Well, that's what was the movie with Kevin Bacon?
Flashdance.
Footloose.
Footloose.
Right. So you're
a DJ, by the way. I was.
You're a DJ?
I used to be.
So your definition of rock and roll is the stuff that you could dance to. That's a broad category,
started,
Frank.
When everybody danced to Chuck Berry, everybody danced to all those rock and roll, Elvis, all that stuff was all danceable. And then in the 70s, when I was in school, it was not cool. Even if you could dance to a rock song, you didn't do it because it was a rock song.
That's when they had that hideous, like the club, the music in like Studio 54 and all that, right?
Well, that was another off shoot of rock and roll. Yeah, you don't have to agree with it, but that's why they all get into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because it's all considered rock.
Let me ask you a question. Should Ted Nugent be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
There you go. All right.
And I agree with you about the political stuff keeping him out.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. All right, Frank, thanks, buddy. Yep. Good luck DJing. Glad your career's going well, and drive safe. All right,
thanks.
All right, buddy, you got it. 855-839-1210. Big story of the day today brought to you by Exergen. Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. Their labels contain false information. So be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at exergen.com. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. Let's say good morning to Dawn. Check in. What's going on? Busy day. We got some weather coming up, right?
Yes, absolutely. Could begin late tonight, the full forecast in just a moment. Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by BQ Basements and Concrete. So we have a driver defending himself against three armed carjackers, that from police who say the victim shot and killed one attacker in Southwest Philadelphia, and then the car crashed into a yellow school bus. So no kids were hurt or anything, but police say the driver, who does have a legal license to carry a gun, defended himself shooting and killing one of those armed attackers who tried to take the victim's car. The victim is okay. Zeoli talked a lot today about the move to impeach 26. That's DA Larry Krasner, the 26th District Attorney of Philadelphia. Zeoli talked a lot about that one. So I'll move on to police identifying a suspect.
I like that, by the way, impeach 26.
I had to look up what number
there
it is.
There you go. But impeach 26.
You know. It's not as catchy as impeach 45.
No, but it works.
It's impeach, or they could say 86-26. I don't know. I was trying
to
think.
Maybe we can pay Maxine Waters to do an impeach 26 chant.
Yes,
we can play in the city of Philadelphia. That'd be awesome.
Police now have identified that suspected Cash Squatch, as he's called, of Feasterville. So this guy, they say, wore vanilla-scented trash bags to, you know, conceal his identity while robbing a Bucks County gas station. So the guy would, wrap himself. This became, in this vanilla-scented garbage bag. It went kind of viral. It was at a Sunoco gas station store in Lower Southampton Township, and then forced a clerk into the restroom demanding cigarettes and cash. So they've now made an arrest in this case. And this was from a year ago. 30-year-old Jonathan Nelson, but they called him the famed cash squatch of Feasterville. And so anyway, it went viral, but I think it caught people's attention because he specifically wore trash bags that were vanilla scented. Anyway.
Vanilla scented.
Vanilla scented.
There you go.
So 400 million N95 masks will be available for free to Americans starting next week, now that federal officials are emphasizing their better protection against the Omicron variant of COVID-19 over those cloth face coverings. So the White House just announcing this. Free masks, America, 400 million N95 masks. And as you well know, the Biden administration just launching a website for Americans to order 4 rapid tests per household to be shipped to your home free, with the first tests to ship later this month. Zilli talked earlier about the swearing in for New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy for a second term, but I want to get to the final story of, going viral. Thousands of hamsters are being collected in Hong Kong. Why? Because officials there say that several small pets, these rodents, tested positive for COVID at a pet shop.
What?
Yeah. It's a cull.
It's a what?
They're calling it a cull. In other words...
Oh, they got to kill them all.
Yeah, it's a hamster kill.
Right. Hamster kill.
So some 2,000 hamsters and small pets, I guess some chihuahuas. In any event, people are going, this has gone viral, but 2,000 of these small, furry, cute little animals are being collected in Hong Kong after the theory here is that a human may have caught COVID from the little pets.
Gotcha.
And so they're going door to door. You have to turn it in. And it's very obviously very emotional situation. So many saying, save the hamsters.
Yeah, no, I'm crying. Yeah. I got people, big tears.
They were doing little hamsters. Like memes with little furry hamsters trying to get to the airport. And it's just like a sin. Yeah. Oh, gee. All right.
I'm shedding tears for them right now. That's for sure.
Little hamsters. They are so smelly. My kids wanted hamsters. Like,
especially when they have COVID, too. Yeah. Disgusting. You know what I mean? COVID hamsters are the worst kind of hamsters.
We're going to catch heck for this. All right. The next measurable amount of snowfall is on its way. We're told starting as rain late tonight and then transitioning fully into snow. So in other words, early tomorrow morning, the morning commute, we could see snow 1 to 3 inches expected to fall early tomorrow morning across Philadelphia, all the Philadelphia suburbs, South Jersey, etc. So it could be a possibly messy commute early tomorrow morning. So just a heads up on that one. But today is going to be gorgeous. So enjoy it. 50 degrees, and you can see it's a beautiful morning. Very mild today, but we'll see what the snow timing does for us tomorrow. Okay, BQ Basements and Concrete. Your wet basement, one storm away. Why wait to fix a problem that's affecting the value of your greatest asset, your home? Call BQ today for a free waterproofing assessment, and you don't have to live through another storm. Learn more. Visit bqbasements.com. This is...
Right. No.
I was late. This is the Zilli Show News Live.
I just didn't know if you were ending on that or you were going to say. Okay. Yes. No, that's fine. It's all good. It's just, don't worry. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Matt Rooney will be here at 8:35. Matt has he's going to give us his thoughts on Governor Phil Murphy's inaugural speech from yesterday, and he'll give us some ideas of what the governor is outlining for his second term. But I think the big takeaway from that is that Jack Chitarelli came very, very close to beating him, but turnout was very low, and that's because of those ridiculous polls that showed that Murphy was a lock. So it's a good thing to learn for all of us right now going forward. Another thing, too, that I wanted to mention, as we're dealing with this one-year anniversary of Joe Biden's no good, horrible, very, very bad year, his press conference will be later today. I will cover it for you on my afternoon podcast. I believe it's going to be at 4 o'clock, which means then that what I'll do most likely is I'll probably take some of it live, talk over it a little bit. So it'll be a later podcast this afternoon, but I think it'll be worth doing it that way. because it would be like the old days when I was in afternoons and I could take that stuff live as they were happening, because everything happens in the afternoons these days. So I'll bring it to you live. So that's something that maybe I'll do later today. It's just a little tricky with the timing of it, obviously, and if he's late, and but I don't know how long it's going to go. How long can it possibly go with him? I mean, what, you know, I mean, he's not going to be out there for hours, I don't think. All right, 855-839-1210. That's the big story of the day today, brought to you by Exergen. Exergen is where you should go for accuracy, because accuracy matters. They just agree with a new study by the FDA confirming that non-contact thermometers are, in fact, not accurate. Their labels contain false information, so be sure to be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. I tell you, my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo have an amazing selection right now of previously owned Volvos. Previously owned Volvos are fantastic. They're like new. Every little inch of that car is inspected over. You'll never know the difference, but you will save a lot of money. I'll tell you what. They've got gasoline, electric, hybrid. You're going to find them all at Cherry Hill Volvo. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They offer a great lease program called Care by Volvo. When you take advantage of Care by Volvo, your payments include insurance, prepaid scheduled maintenance, tire and wheel care, 15,000 miles annually, excessive wear coverage, and more. And after just 5 months, you have the option to change to a different Volvo. Keep the Volvo you have, or even cancel the lease altogether. Talk about simplifying your life. Just stop in for details and to learn more about this amazing program, Care by Volvo. The people at Cherry Hill Volvo are about partnerships, doing the right thing, and delivering a luxury experience. I love my Volvo, and you're going to love yours too. Cherry Hill Volvo is easy to get to, right over the bridge, minutes away. And Judith and her team are going to take great care of you, because they believe relationships matter, and they live that every day. Look, we're broadcasting live today from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. In the age of cancel culture, Judith stepped up and said, I want to be the studio naming sponsor. So that's what I tell you about standing by our show, standing by our station, standing by what we do at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. So stand by her and her amazing team by going to see them. You'll never get any pressure, so you don't have to feel like, oh, if I go in, I'm going to have to buy something. Nope. Just go in and take a look. I think you're going to love what you see, just like I did, which is why I drive a Volvo, and I love it. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Hey, you know I love pro football playoffs. We have some early lines in. You know I choose Parks, the Parks Sportsbook app. It's the only one I ever recommend. It's safe. It's so easy to use. For me, I think it's idiot-proof. I love it. Bet on more than just the score. Bet on those individual player performances. And, of course, same-game parlays, all of that. But let's look at some of the early lines here. So Saturday, Tennessee is a 3.5-point favorite, hosting Cincinnati. The over-under on that one, 47 points. Tampa Bay, -2.5, hosting the L.A. Rams, over-under 48 points. KC, now a 2-point favorite, hosting Buffalo in the over-under 55 points. But for me, it's still those individual player performances. I have a lot of fun with this. You can too. New customers, make your first bet risk-free, up to $500. Just download it in the App Store, or you can click Parks, P-A-R-X, casino.com/PA. Make sure you use my promo code DAWN1210, and then your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. The Parks Sportsbook app, it's game time. And I'll see you at Parks this Thursday night. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Wednesday. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210.
What?
I can't wait to make so many America's Mother-in-Law jokes tomorrow night at Parks Casino. I tell you, she's going to be working blue and looking hot tomorrow night. Elizabeth Warren live on stage, one night only. Sorry. Over in New Jersey yesterday, the governor, the king, was inaugurated for a second term. I want to welcome back to the show. He is the host of the Matt Rooney Show. You can hear every Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. He's also the founder behind the very important Save Jersey blog and an attorney at DeMichelle and DeMichelle Compassionate Advocates, SouthJerseyLawFirm.com. Matt Rooney, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Zeoli. Dancing in the Dark is the official theme song of all New Jersey taxpayers. We're going to be doing it for another 4 years now.
Boom. I like that. I don't like it, but I like how you've made that connection. Well done. Did you watch the governor's virtual inauguration yesterday?
I did. I didn't watch it live. I watched it after the fact. It helps me control the involuntary vomiting that I tend to experience whenever that man is talking. I mean, look, the thing that struck me, Rich, right off the bat, your listeners will appreciate this. He gave a speech which in no way connected to how the guy actually governs. At one point, he was waxing philosophically about how he wants to work with his partners. That's the word he used, on both sides of the aisle in the coming 4 years. A week ago, the guy just issued a new health emergency, so he crowned himself king a week before his inaugural, which essentially allows him to do whatever he wants without the legislature participating. So it was very performative. It was disingenuous. What was happening on that stage yesterday just didn't comport with the reality that we're experiencing in New Jersey.
Well, you make such a great point about that, Matt Rooney, because, I mean, think about it. The legislature refused to extend his emergency powers. So he turned around and said, well, then I'll just do it anyway and declare a public health emergency. So, I mean, the guy has learned nothing from the election. At least you got to say the Democrats, like Steve Sweeney, on his way out the door after getting schlocked by Senator Ed Durr, at least he learned the lesson on his way out that, hey, you know, people want you to stand up to the governor. And some of the Democrats figured that out finally a little too late. But Murphy just said, well, the hell with you. I'll do it anyway.
Well, that's going to be the ultimate question here, right? Because Phil Murphy's locked in now for another 4 years unless Brandon gives him a job down in D.C., which part of me thinks that's still his ultimate goal here. But in the interim, he's got more friends on the ballot this year and next year. So, yeah, Phil's safe for 4 years, but they're certainly not. And a lot of them, as you just pointed out, Steve Sweeney's the ultimate example, lost their job primarily because they wouldn't stand up to this guy. So I think if Phil's not careful, he may get to hang out at the governor's mansion and continue doing what he's doing, but he's going to find less and less allies in the years to come, much the same as what we saw with Barack Obama, where Barack Obama got reelected, But by the time he was done, I mean, the Democrats had lost I don't know how many House seats and thousands of down ballot seats across the country.
Let me ask you then, Rooney, in terms of this job in D.C. that the, you know, Let's Go Brandon may give him, you think that that's his ultimate goal here? I mean, he obviously wants to run for president, no doubt about it. You think that's the pathway he'd like to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Phil would like a national platform, and he may be crazy, but he's not completely stupid. And I think he understands that even though his draconian approach to COVID still appeals to that far left Fauciist Karen block of the Democrat Party, the American people are starting to wake up to it. So running on how many toddlers you massed in 2024 might not be the way to win the presidency, assuming there's an opening. So I think for right now, he would probably settle for something like, let's say, for example, we need a new Secretary of State that allows him to keep his national profile high.
Well, he was the ambassador to Germany, so I guess, you know, he could argue he's got that experience. So would that be a good thing for New Jersey if we got rid of him? Because then Sheila Oliver becomes governor. I mean, is that better? Is that worse? How does that play out?
It's a parade of terribles at this point.
It really is.
I play with it in my mind because, I mean, Phil Murphy is horrible. I think Sheila Oliver in some ways would be a weak incumbent were she to run for re-election in 2025. Phil staying here, obviously not good for the people of New Jersey, but it does give Republicans something to run against, right? And I mean, you as a former county party chair knows how that works. It's always easier when you have something to swing at. So, you know, at this point, I think if you're a Republican county chair, you're running campaigns, you're on the ballot, you know, yeah, you don't like paying Phil Murphy's taxes, but you're happy to have him to talk about as you're knocking on doors.
Matt Rooney's here. He, of course, can be heard every Sunday night here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the Matt Rooney Show. Let me ask you, too, coming up, looking at the congressional elections, I mean, on the Pennsylvania side of the river, there's a lot of optimism over keeping that U.S. Senate seat that'll be vacated by Pat Toomey. A lot of people running for governor. There are four districts in New Jersey that Jack Cittarelli won. They're currently held by Democrat members of Congress. Jack won all four of those districts. They looked like they were going to be really competitive. And then, lo and behold, redistricting happens. And shockingly, the Democrat map is the one approved. That makes those districts now safe districts for the Democrat members of Congress. Where does all that stand?
Yeah, funny how that happens, right? We hear the Democrats constantly complaining about how much Republicans hate democracy. Every darn day we hear about it.
Right.
But really, if you look at what happened in New Jersey, folks, what you'll see is we had a much more competitive map. I mean, my definition of democracy is in part having a system where elected officials have to fear whether or not they're going to get renewed every 2 or 4 years or whatever their interval is. We no longer have that in New Jersey in all but one or two congressional districts. So right now, Republicans have, I don't actually know if they're going to have oral argument. They're currently briefing the issue before the state Supreme Court. Whether it ends up in federal court, we'll see. I mean, if you made me bet, I'd say we're probably going to be stuck with this map. The only thing I would add is that, yes, if you look at the 2020 numbers or the 2016 numbers, the new districts, the way they're put together, are kind of grim for Republicans. But Jack Cittarelli was pretty competitive in the new districts. Like, for example, in our listening area here in South Jersey, NJ3, which takes in Burlington County, Jack lost that district by 1 point. And I think if you look at what's happening with inflation, if you look at what's happened in Washington, D.C., if you look at Omicron and all the fear-mongering around that, Biden and his crew is not getting more popular. So it's definitely got to be a harder lift for Republicans in New Jersey heading into November, but I wouldn't count them out just yet.
And speaking of November and the election and election security, you posted on Save Jersey that Murphy signed a bill banning police from polling places. I mean, what the hell is that about?
Sometimes it makes me think, Rich, they're almost trying to bait us. You know, they want Republicans to put on their tinfoil hats and assume the worst. Because, I mean, really, you know, at least in the past 40, 50 years, no one in New Jersey can point to an example of the police being used to intimidate voters away from the polls. We had to have allegations of voter fraud. So the logical conclusion here is the Democrats are using this bill for two purposes, right? A, they want to once again use race and attack the police and do this to satisfy their base, that they're satisfying some kind of social justice end. You also have to assume that there's certain Democrats in certain precincts that are going to be awfully glad that no one with a badge is looking over their shoulder on Election Day.
It's these are crazy times, no doubt. I mean, Murphy is such a narcissist. This guy definitely wants to run for president. I'm worried about how progressive he's going to get now that he's got a second term. I really am. And do you feel confident that the Republican Party can push back against him? Because I know that, you know, you got some pretty strong voices out there, Mike Testa being one of them in South Jersey, the senator. But it just seems that as a party, they've just not been able to stop him. I mean, to their credit, they won some legislative seats. They've carved into that number.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the Democrats are afraid to push back on the guy. It almost seems like he's just completely unstoppable in some ways. And that's a scary, scary thought.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, look, this is part of the reason why we didn't want to have a monarchy in this country, right? Because the idea of someone who's unrestrained by anything other than their own desire, that's not a healthy thing. And that's what we currently have in this state. For Republicans, I don't think the question, Rich, is whether or not they can push back and make a difference. I think the question with the GOP is always, will they?
Yeah.
We saw a very tame example recently where they tried to impose a state house vaccine mandate, where the governor was helping impose a mandate where legislators would have to show a vaccine card or proof of a negative test before they were allowed in to vote. The Republicans objected. They protested. Lo and behold, the speaker, that's a Democrat, backed down, despite the fact that they are decidedly in the minority. So you can make a difference when you make a stand, but you know, you have to take the stand. So hopefully Ed Durr and some of the other new Republicans that just joined that caucus can help reinforce the backbone that hasn't always been in existence up there.
Well, I've got great hope for Ed Durr. I think he's going to do a fantastic job. And, I'm really thrilled that he's a senator now. And beating Steve Sweeney, by far the single biggest political Cinderella story ever. I mean, no doubt about that. And a lot of lessons to learn there in that race. I think people are going to be analyzing that one for a long time to come.
Amen. He's selling trucker hats too, Rich. So the next time I see you, I got to get you an Ed Durr trucker hat.
EdTheTrucker.com, baby. EdTheTrucker.com. Yeah. Come on. All right, Matt Rooney. What's coming up Sunday night on the Matt Rooney Show? I know we got a couple days to go.
Get it done.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich. I was just saying I was going to get all my Christmas gifts there, but they were so backed up with orders, I wasn't going to be able to get it in time.
Well, the supply chain is just working out beautifully for all of us. All right, Matt Rooney, we'll tune in Sunday night to the Matt Rooney Show right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for watching the inaugural speech so I didn't have to yesterday. We appreciate it.
I did it for you, Rich. Thanks.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Great to be with you this morning. 855-839-1210. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll check in, find out what's coming up on the Dawn Show. We'll get more audio coming up, your chance to win. in our movie contest as well. 855-839-1210 if you want to be part of the show today. Let me let's see if I can get my mouse is not working for some reason. Maybe it has COVID like the hamsters. Peter's in South Jersey. Peter, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Rich. Compliments to you and your crew for always putting out a great program.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great job. Piggybacking on Rooney, South Jersey, look, now it's time to circle the wagons. You have Durr, you have these guys, you have Testa. It's time for everybody, you know, Van Drew, circle the wagons, fortify, get together with these local GOP chairs in different counties and build. If you notice, and I know you know this, but if you notice, the Democrats, whenever they're in the minority, they fight as aggressive as hell to push or push back. So the GOP, I mean, you know, and I think we're going to see a whole new breed of GOP thanks to Trump coming up. And I really hope we do, because the classic Republicans have always kind of been just very passive. So we need a more aggressive, you know, patriotic party. And I think Jersey has, especially South Jersey, has a very big opportunity, and hopefully they don't waste it.
Well, I think what you said makes a lot of sense. And you know what? Sticking together is key here. Less infighting and more fighting them, I think, is the prescription.
And there's tons of Republicans waiting to be switched. I mean, there's Democrats, people that are registered Democrat or independent or whatever. And this goes for Philly, too. There are thousands and thousands out there. The problem is we have to go after them. Every so often you see a Democrat that switches over to Republican, runs for a seat, or vice versa. You see people that are running as a conservative Democrat in some of these seats. And all these people switch from Republican, Democrat, only to be disappointed because it's a liberal versus conservative mentality. So we need people to register these people back. There's a big opportunity. Now is the time.
All right, Pete. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your thoughts. Have a great day. Enjoy it. 855-839-1210. Enjoy it, because I think it's going to be warm out today. I think it's going to hit like 50 degrees, which is huge.
Yes.
So that'll be nice.
Be very nice.
That'd be very nice. I would love that if that's 50. The case. Isn't it amazing? We're desperate. We're like 50 degrees. Oh, we'll take it. It sounds like heaven. People are right now in Florida laughing at us, going, oh, well, you know, it was, he's really cold here. Just saying. But I don't know. President's Day is coming up in February, spring break. I guess the question still is, we're going to have spring training. Any updates, Millennial, on spring training? Anything new?
No, I mean, they do these like weird meetings. Like they just kind of randomly meet. They don't have anything set. And I don't think the owners or the players have met in the since the new year. So, Yeah. Not looking
good. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. I'm really hoping that we have spring training. I think a lot of people feel the same way right now. You know, they really do. Hoping that we have it. It's just would be such a bummer if we don't. But you know what? Maybe people will still go to Florida and just watch old games on TV or something like that. Does that count as spring training? Does that count as going?
Yeah, I mean, it's in your mind, right?
It's in your mind if you believe it to be true.
By the way,
I identify as spring training.
I'm sorry.
Spring training identifies as spring training. It's just people sitting around in warm weather watching old baseball games.
Yeah.
I think that works. It's all about how you phrase these things. You know what I mean? It's all about the phrasing in life.
Yeah.
Bill, did you start watching Yellowstone yet?
I have it. I have it earmarked. I meant to, and it hasn't happened.
You need to start watching it. The show's fantastic. The ending of season 3, which is where I am right now, Dawn, blown away by that last episode of season 3.
It's so good. I'm so sad.
I can't wait to watch season 4.
I know. It's so good.
Yeah, that and Yellow Jackets are on my queue now that I got to start. I know Greg didn't like Yellow Jackets, but I know you're high on it, so I'll give it a shot.
I thought it was a good show. I liked it, but I think Yellowstone's way better, no doubt.
So start with Yellowstone.
I mean, it's much more complex situations that they all have to go through and everything like that. It's much, much better in terms of that. But, I mean, Yellow Jackets is fun. It's just, you know, it's like a fun popcorn kind of show more than anything else.
Okay.
But it's worth it. But I'd say if you're looking for something much more complex, go Yellow Jackets. You'll be very pleased with that, I think.
Okay.
All right, in the 9 o'clock hour, today is the day that President Joe Biden will come out and he will give a press conference on his one-year anniversary. An American citizen and his pregnant wife remain trapped in Afghanistan after the botched Afghanistan evacuation. American citizen stranded, in United Arab Emirates with his pregnant wife after the botched Afghanistan evacuation. Russia is on edge right now. looking possibly to do something with Ukraine. NATO is not stopping him. Does the world care about Joe Biden in terms of being intimidated by him? The answer to that, of course, is no. And will Joe Biden insult more Americans today? Will he call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated? All of these things will be explained in great detail as we get closer and closer to it. A big 9 o'clock hour for you, straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.